There are a few repetitive arguments when it comes to housing affordability. And we've seen another example of this today. They're used by people who inevitably fail to acknowledge the obvious counter-argument when they're making theirs. For example, politicians love to talk about the need for housing supply when we talk about ridiculous home prices in Sydney. So they love talking about supply, but they hate talking about the impact that immigration has on demand. Always happy to talk supply, reluctant to mention demand, particularly when immigration has got anything to do with it. We spoke to Dick Smith last week about the fact that 80,000 people are migrating to Sydney every year, which is 6,600 people every month, or 1,500 every week. And that's a lot of homes that need to be built to keep up with that demand. But apart from the supply and demand argument, which they only tell half the story of, the other one that people like to throw out there is that people should move to the bush instead of trying to look for a home in Sydney. Politicians keep on saying that home buyers need to look outside of Sydney. Now, that sounds nice, but people living in the real world rightly ask, what will I do for a job when I get there? It's a fair question. Sydney is where the jobs are, and many would say it's hard enough to find a job in Sydney. But even if you drive just an hour out of the Big Smoke, the job vacancies start vanishing. The job search engine Edzuna has revealed just how many of the job opportunities are in Sydney versus the rest of the state. And have a listen to this. For example, if you work in finance, 95% of the jobs being advertised are here in Sydney. 95%. The other 5% are outside of Sydney. This is for New South Wales. So if you break up New South Wales into Sydney and the rest, Sydney, 95% of finance jobs, the rest, 5%. If you work in trade and construction, 82% of the jobs being advertised are based in Sydney. In hospitality, 80% of jobs are in Sydney. In teaching, 78%. So it's all well and good for politicians to say, go elsewhere. But when you get there, well, you may be able to buy a home, but you can't find a job. For every job vacancy in Sydney, on average, you're competing with 3.6 other applicants. For every job vacancy outside of Sydney, on average, you're competing with 8 other job applicants. So next time a politician says people need to move to the bush, just ask them, what am I supposed to do when I get there?